Gemara says Tana.
Mashen kein b'tera.
By the Torah attack, it's not that way. You can't have two people learning the same Torah at the same time. You only have one person learning it. Tana Rabbanim words like this. By reading the Torah, echad kara v'yechad matargim. You'll have to have one person read it, and then he stops and lets somebody else interpret it that they should understand what they read. Should not have one person reading it and two people be matagrim. That's also no good. So Rashi says, the Choshchen Shen Shnayim Kurim. Of course you should not have two people reading it together. The time of what's the reason? Mishun the Trekolle Mishtamoi. Hearing from two voices don't come out the same way. You can't understand it so good from two people at the same time. So you should only hear it from one. Over another, what do they read after the Navi? Echad kara shnayim matargim. They already could have two people be matargim it. Obavach lo yeshnayim kara. But you not have two people reading the after together. Or shnayim matargim. That you shouldn't have two and two. Mashenkin, one reading and then two matargim, that's alright. So Rashi says, Shatargim ein vel lashmil anoshim. V'yam orat shayna makirim blosh na kredish. V'yatargim ulaz.
The said the Targum was that the people don't understand should understand now. So by the Torah we're marked, but they should understand that very good. We want them to listen good. So there you shouldn't have two people saying it together. You can't hear it so good. Mashenkein by the Novi, there it's not that important. So we don't care if they don't understand it that good. So there, the locher is, you can have two people reading it at the same time. But the halal of the Megillah, Mashenkei, my kriyas halal, and my kriyas Megillah, ha'afilu v'asara kairin, the asara matagmin, it's kosher. Like the Mishnah says, you can have two people reading the Megillah together. My time, what's the reason? The Khuri, you have to hear something, just like the kriyas ha'torah, you can't have two people doing it together, you don't hear it so good, so the Khuri, mikra Megillah also, ha'afirsu manes, we should have to have one person, not two. Moritz says, no, Kiva Nechaviva Yodva Datayu Vishmiya. Has Mikra Megillah something special? Since it's a special Indian of Pirsa Manes, we know in Purim we say the Megillah, everybody loves the Megillah, it's the Chavivas, it's a love to the people, everybody puts their mind to listen to it. So therefore it's much easier to listen to the Megillah. Something special, it's love, it's Chavivas to the people. Therefore you can have two people reading it. Mashenka, the Kriya Satara, can say that it doesn't have that much Chavivas to it, so therefore they were afraid if you have two people reading it, you won't understand it too good. Mashenka, vice versa, Hallel. And Mikra Megillah, that's called Chavivas to the people, so it's enough, they'll listen even with two people reading it together. Stop here. Yeah, chofala from a base. The top two dots. Mokem shinogu levorach yivorach. When the minig is to make a bracha by the Megillah, you make a bracha. Omer abaye loishonu eloliachreo. It's only a question if there's a minig or not by the bracha achreino we make after the Megillah. Avolafoneo, but the bracha we make before we read the Megillah, mitzvah levorach. Not everybody holds there's a mitzvah to make the bracha before we start the Megillah. The Omer of Yudah Mashmuel. Kol ha-mitzvah is kula nevorach alein oivulas yosin. Every time we have a mitzvah, we have to make the bracha before we do the mitzvah. And that mikra megillah is called the mitzvah midrabonin. Therefore, we have to make a bracha before we do the mitzvah. Verse says, my mashma d'hai oiver lishna d'yachtumihu. At the loshen of kol ha-mitzvah is kula nevorach alein oivulas yosin. The loshen of oiver. How do we know the word oiver means before? Like we're saying now, you have to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. Is Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok HaMakro from a pasuk that says Vayoretz Achimoetz Derech HaKikam Vayaveres HaKushi. He ran fast, so fast, that he beat the HaKushi. You see, Vayaver means he went fast, he went in front of him. So you also, when this Maimah, the Chazal say that Mavorach Aleim Oivel HaSiyosin, Oivel means before you do the mitzvah, you have to make the bracha. Habayirom HaMihokov in this pasuk Vuovar Lifneim. He went in front of them. Also, ofar means going in front. So the bracha has to be done before you do the mitzvah. V'boi yisayim ha-mihocha, another pshat is from this posik. The posik says, v'ayavar malkom lefneim, v'ashem barosham lefneho, v'ashem barosham. It says also, v'ayavar, he went in front of them. So mashmi, v'ayavar always means going in front. So in the Chazal, when the Gemara says, kol ha-mitzvahs, The Baruch Alein Oiva Lasiyosan Oiva means before you do the mitzvah, you have to make the bracha. So therefore, Pshita by Mikra Megillah, you have to make a bracha before you start reading the Megillah. For the Gemara Mai Mevorach, what is the bracha you should make before you read the Megillah? Rav Sheshas Mikatazio Ikloi Lekaim of the Ravashi. He went down, Rashi says the name of a place, Mokam. He went down in front of Ravashi. Ubarach, and he made a bracha Mem Nunches. What does that mean? Rashi says, Al Mikra Megillah. That's all we do. We make three brachas before we start the Megillah. We say, Al Mikra Megillah, it's the Mem, Al Anisim, Shos Anisim, the second, and Shechiyonu. So the moral of the Acharei Mai Mevorach, when you have the meaning to make the bracha afterwards, what bracha do we make after the Megillah? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hakel Harav Es Rivenu, Badan Es Dineinu, V'Anokim Es Nikmasenu, that Hashem fights for us, takes Nekama for us, take revenge for us. V'Anifrulam Mitzrayinu, Hashem pays back to all our enemies. V'Al Shalom Gemul L'Cholei V'Nafshenu, whoever starts up with us, Hashem pays them back. Baruch Atah Hashem Hanirpa L'Yisrael Mikol Tzrayim, that Hashem heals us from all our enemies. Rav Ram Rav says we should end off Hakel HaMashiach. You have to also say, Hakel HaMashiach, Hashem is the one that saves us. And Amar Rav Papa, therefore, Rav Papa says, Hilkach, therefore, Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, Hilkach, therefore, Nimrinu L'Tavayu. We should say both of them in the bracha. Like we do, how do we say? Bracha to Hashem, Hanifra Li Yisrael Mikol Tzareyem, Hakel HaMashiach. Hashem is the one that heals us, or pays back to the Jews from all the enemies, and Hakel HaMashiach, Hashem is the one that saves us. That's the bracha we make le'achar, after the Kriyas HaMegillah, we make this bracha. Then the Mishnah said, Ba'asheni u'b'chamishi u'b'shabes b'mincha k'irin shlesha. This is at the Kornet Ezra, that we read the Sefer Torah, read this the Torah on Monday and Thursday. Hudin is at the Kornet on Shabbos by Mincha. We read the Sefer Torah. So it says k'irin shlesha, that you can only give three aliyas, not more and not less. The Gemara Hani shlesha k'neged me. Let's have a sakum, we have three. Is Omer Avasi Kineget Torah Nevi'im Muksuvim. The reason why we give three aliyas is a remes to the union of Torah Nevi'im Muksuvim. Rover Omer Kineget Kahanim Levi'im Yisraelim. There are three parts of Klai Yisrael, so we say three aliyas Kineget Akren Levi'im Yisrael. So the Mori Elohode Tony Rav Simi. That's what Rav Simi said. Ein Toichsin Miyutsukim. The Beis HaKnesses. Whenever we read the Torah, like on a Monday or Thursday, or on Mincha or Shabbos, you have to read at least 10 psukim. And Vayadaber Oilu Min HaMinyan. You should know, whenever it says like Rashi, Vayadaber Hashem HaMoshe Leimor, that pasuk is also called one of the 10 psukim. Rashi says, Afapi Shein Luma Nimeru Klum. Even though we don't learn anything out from the pasuk, still it's called one of the 10 psukim. So Gemara says, Hani Asara Kenegin Mi. How come there's a takona that we have to read at least 10 psukim? Why 10 psukim? Is Amr Bishur ben Levi, Kineged Asara Batlonim Shem Beis HaKnesses. It's Kineged the 10 Batlonim that are in the Beis HaKnesses. And we have before an ear, it can only be called an ear if there are 10 Batlonim, which means 10 people, like kernel people, that are there always to do mitzvahs, that they have to make a minyan, that they have to learn. You have to have 10 people in this city to be roid, to be freed, always to do mitzvahs. If Mishum Nasar Batlon, they give the ear a shame city, we make 10 psukim. Rav Yosef Omar Kinegra Teres Adibris. Teres is 10 Dibras, that's why we read at least 10 psukim. Shenemru Lamosha Basinai, that was said to Moshe Rabbeinu Basinai. Rav Levi Yomar Kinegra Asar Hilulim, Shema Dov Basefer Tilim. The 10 Hilulim. That's a shalom we have shot gears all together. We take it on. Poshim, we don't have this gears here. As we said on the side also, that the Revalfis, the Riff and the Rosh, doesn't have this gears. But the Mara Rosh Shonataka says there brings down that he lulim them too heavy. There are a lot of Hilulim, not only 10. Screw this gears we shouldn't have. For Rabbi Yechonin Omar, Kineged Asorah Mamorah Shebem Nivroilim. Kineged the Asorah Mamorah is that Hashem created the world. There were 10 like Dibros that Hashem said during the Shesh Shemei Breshis. For the Gemara Hayninu, what are they? The Gemara Vayoyme de Breshis, Vayoyme de Breshis, that it says in the first Pasha, it says through 10 times the word Vayoymer, that's called the Asar Mamoris. For the Gemara, Haini Tishavi, there are only 9 Mamoros. It doesn't say ten times the word Vayomer. It only says 9 times in the first few Psukim in Sheshi Shemei Breishis. So Marin says, Breishis Nami Maimeru. The first word of Breishis Borolakim, that's also like a Maimer. The Echsiv, what the Pesach says, V'dvar Hashem Shomayim Nasu, of Ruach Piv Kol Tzavon, that Hashem created everything, V'dvar Hashem. So Mel Breishis also means V'dvar Hashem. It's like saying, Hashem Diver. That's Breishis. So there are 10 Mamoris in the session of Breishis. That's why we have 10 Psukim. Rashi Breishis Nami, Timishtoi Bashemayim Mavoritz, the Echsiv, V'dvar Hashem Shomayim Nasu, Ruach Piv Kol Tzavon. Maimru, Rashi Afu, but Maimanivru. It's also cool it was created with a Maimur, therefore considered there are 10 Maimurim the world was created with, that's what we read 10 Psukim. Oh my Rova, Rishon Shekora Dalid Meshubach. So what we're coming out now is we have 3 Aliyahs, and we have 10 Psukim. So how do you divide it up? The Huri has to divide it up, there are 2 get 3, and 1 gets 4. The question is, which Aliyah should read the 4 Psukim? So Gemara says, any one you do is good. Amar Rava, Rishon Shekora Dalid Meshubach. If the one that gets Kohen, the first Aliyah, if you give him the 4 Psukim, that's very good, it's Meshubach. Sheini Shekora Dalid Meshubach. If you give the second one to read 4 Psukim, and the first one to read, that's also good. Shlishi Shekora Dalid, if you give the third Aliyah, you let him read 4 Psukim, it's also Meshubach. As either one you let the read the 4 is good. What's the svar? Why? Rishon Shekora Dalid Meshubach. That's not. We learned. Be'shalosh kupois shel shalosh soyin sheben turin esalishka. When you used to make the machzah shekel, you used to bring to the Beis Hamikdash. They used to have 3 different kupas, 3 different baskets that they would collect the machzah shekel, and from that they would take out the truma to bring the karbonis. Now in these 3 different baskets, for yekosav aleihem aleph beis gimel, they would write 1 aleph, the second one beis, second one a gimel. To know which one was the Machzah Shekel brought first, which one did they fill up first? To bring the Karbonis from that one first. Why? Because there's a mitzvah to buy the Karbonis from the first kupa that was filled up. So the kids, you see, there's an inyan to give the first one chashivas. So therefore, to let the first one reach for Psukim, that's okay. And Tsoyi Shekora Bo Meshubach. If the middle one that reads 4 Psukim, that's also Meshubach, that's also good. The Tanya was not like this. It says in the Pasuk, El Mul Penei HaMenorah. Yiru, that the Menorahs, the 7 Neiros, were facing towards the middle. Melamed, Shemitzadeh Peneim Kalpenei HaMarovi. On the 2 sides, the 3 on each side was facing towards the middle, Neir HaMarovi. Penei HaMarovi Kalpenei Shechina. And the Neir HaMarovi, the middle one, that was facing towards the Shechina. The Yomer Rabbi Yochanan, Mikan Sham Tsoy Meshubach. The middle one is Meshubach. Seriously, I have a question. Which Aliyah? To let him read the 4 Psukim, you can let the middle one read the 4 Psukim. Bait the Viachra of Shekor Abo, and even if it comes out that the first 2 only read 3 Psukim, and the third one is reading 4 Psukim, that's also okay. Why? Mishamalin Vakodish Vlemarin. The smartest say, Malin always goes upwards and don't go downwards. So if you give 3, 3, and 4, that's good, you're going upwards. But if you give first 4 and then down to 3, that's not so nice. So the kids said there are svaras each one, so which any one you do is good. Rapapa ikloyla veknishta the Abba Goyver. The Korah Rishon Arba, that he let the first one, the God Kayin, he read 4 Psukim. The Shachur Rapapa was Mashabeachim, that's also good. So Poshia, since the Mor brings down this Maisa, it's Mashma that you should let the first one reach 4 Psukim. But the Maisa is brought down, any one you do is good. Like otherwise, what are you bringing down the Maisa for? Like we already learned that any one is good, so what are you telling me a Chiddush with this Maisa? Like if it's telling you that Loch is like this, it would be good. But the Maisa doesn't, the Loch is not like this. Loch is any one you want, you could have 4 Psukim. But on the Maisa, our meaning is we lay until Sheni anyway. So that we always lay until Sheni usually is more than 10 Psukim anyway. So you divide it up equally, usually more than 3 aliyahs anyway. 3 psukim. Right. And poich simyen de masifin. On a Monday, a Thursday, or mincha, you can't give more than 3 and less than 3. Tana, the poichsech mevorach. The first one that opens up, gets kohen, makes a bracha. Lefaneh, he makes lasha bracha bonu. The yachaisem, whoever ends off, the third one, mevorach lachreh, he makes the bracha achreina. That was the minig b'makom chazal, that the first one made the first bracha and the last one made the last bracha. So the more of Ibna, but today the kula mevorchi. Today that the corner is everyone that gets an aliyah makes a bracha. Lefanei lachreir, like we do, we make a bracha v'shena bracha achreina. Hai no time of the tkinu rabbanim. Why would the rabbanim asak and everyone makes his own bracha? It's exeri mishum anachnosim, because we're afraid somebody will come into shul in the middle of kriyas haTorah, and if the middle people don't make a bracha, he'll think they're not making a bracha before the kriya. He won't realize they already made the bracha beforehand. Or else the mishum hayaitzin. If you say that they don't make the bracha achrona, only the last one, we're afraid some people will leave shul early, before the last aliyah, and they won't see the way they make a bracha achrona, so they'll think you don't have to make a bracha achrona. Shamishum zeh, our tekonim is now like we do, whoever gets an aliyah always makes a bracha rishona, then a bracha achrona. Peresh chadoshim uvecholoshim oed karen abo. We have four aliyahs. Boy minayula ba rav merava. Pashas Rosh Chodesh. Ketzet. How do we read the Pashas of Rosh Chodesh? We're saying when it comes out of Rosh Chodesh, you have to give four aliyahs. How do we read it? We know the Pashas of Rosh Chodesh is Savas B'nai Yisrael, over Yom HaShabbos of Rosh HaChodeshim. Those are the Pashas we read for Rosh Chodesh. So how do you do it? Kor Noisoit Savas B'nai Yisrael, Yomato Leim, Skobin Achmi, Tehevin Timne Psuki. That's first Pashas of the Korban Atomen has eight Psukim in it. How should we do it? Hechi Nevin. Nikri Trei, should we let two of them get Tlosa Tlosa, Psukin? Let the first two aliyahs, Kohen and Levi, read three and three. So how many have left over? Two. Partial tree, the tray. There'll be two psukim left over. The klal is, V'yei mesharirim a pasha, pachas mishloisha, psukim. You can't end off near the end of a pasha and leave over less than three psukim. You have to at least leave over three psukim. See, you can't stop after and leave over the two psukim. We'll see later, it's a gzera. The people that go out of shul will think that the next aliyah is only going to have these two psukim. So I think you could give an aliyah to two psukim, it's not true. Therefore, when you end, you can't end that there's only two psukim left in the parasha. You have to make sure you have at least three psukim left over. So what can you do here? Elamai, the other answer is, Nikri arbo arbo. Divide up it equally. Let Kohen get four psukim, and Levi gets four psukim. You go to the end of this parasha. So if you do like that, you're taking care of two aliyahs good. Of a partial lo shiva. But then we have another seven psukim to read for the next two aliyahs. Why? Over Yom HaShabbos that we read heavy train. That's two tray, that's two psukim. Over Yom HaShabbos has two psukim to it. Over Rosh Echot Sheichem, heaven chamisha. And in the next parasha of Rosh Echot Sheichem that we lay in has five psukim. So together we have seven psukim. But we have to divide it up between two aliyahs now. We already gave two aliyahs to Shabbos B'nai Yisrael. So how do we divide up now these seven psukim to aliyahs? Hechinevin. Nikri Trei Mehai V'chad Mihanach. Like let the one that gets Shlishi now read over Yom HaShabbos and also the first pasuk of Rosh Hashanah. The klal is not, that's also no good. The klal is